I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. HRN is food radio supported by you. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
Today's program is brought to you by Corin, a supplier of Japanese chef knives and restaurant supplies. For more information, visit corin.com.
Hello, welcome to Japan Needs. I'm your host, Akiko Tema, food writer and director of the New York Japanese Culinary Academy, which promotes a deep understanding of Japanese cuisine in America. We are broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York. This show is all about Japanese food and food culture. We see sushi at every day in the supermarket, but what is beyond sushi? We hear dashi, ramen, izakaya, but what exactly are they? Japanese food is still a mystery for many people, and I try to demystify it in this program with my good guests. My guest today is Yuki Ueki, who is Assistant Vice President for Zenno America. Zenno America is a subsidiary of the National Federation of Agricultural Cooperative Association of Japan. And as you may know, Wagyu beef is known for its extreme marbling and delicateness and for its unique pleasant flavor. Behind its deliciousness, there's so much to discover, such as its breeds, how it's raised, and healthy unsaturated fat it contains. So today we'll discuss why Wagyu is by definition, a difference between Wagyu, Washu, and Kobe, the grading system to guarantee Wagyu's quality on your plate, why Wagyu's fatty marbling is not bad for you, and much, much more. But before we start, Japan Needs is available on the Heritage Radio Network website, as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify as a podcast. So please go to iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify, whichever you listen to, and subscribe to Japan Needs. And please write a review. We truly appreciate your feedback. Now, let's start a conversation with Yuki Ueki. Hello, Yuki. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm Yuki from Zenno America.
Hey. So first of all, to get to know you, where are you from and what did you eat when you grew up?
I am originally from Osaka. I grew up on my mother's home cooking. I look forward to eating out a few times a year. Teppanyaki brought me to get interested in food. In China, when my father arrived in China, Wagyu for girls tasted amazing to me at that time. I worked in an izakaya in Tokyo with part-time job because I wanted to know food more when I was a college student.
Right. So it makes sense that you are doing what you're doing now. So now you work for Zenno America, which is a subsidiary of Zenno, or the National Federation of Agricultural Cooperative Associations in Japan. So what is the role of Zenno, and what is your responsibility at Zenno America?
Zenno is Japanese cooperatives. We support farmers' farming and livings. For example, we buy crops for feed and fertilizer materials in the United States and other countries. And then we distribute vegetables, fruits, meats, and so on, which are produced by farmers and producers. My career in Zenno has been selling Wagyu. In my fresh year, I was in Fukushima, and I sold Wagyu called as Fukushima Gyu. Moved to Tokyo, I worked for exportation of Wagyu. I was in charge of exportation to Canada, Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, and Thailand. Now, I am in New York, and my mission is to support the promotion and educative programs to expand Japanese agriculture products, not only in the United States, but also Canada and Mexico.
So sounds like you know everything about Wagyu from literally the farm to table, right, in the world. So, yeah, and then I know that Zenno promotes sales of unique Japanese agricultural products, including rice, fruits, and vegetables, and of course, Wagyu. So, I mean, Japanese governments are really keen on exporting their products, but, you know, like any other government in the world, but I think Japanese obsessive development of branded agricultural products, which is very interesting. And one of them, of course, is Wagyu that we're going to talk about. So let's talk about Wagyu. So first of all, what is Wagyu by definition?
Okay. Wagyu is made up of two kinds of letters. It's common for Japanese people. Wa means Japan. Gyu means beef. The definition of Wagyu is four kinds of Wagyu: Japanese black, Japanese brown, Japanese shorthorn, Japanese pole, and crossbreed with these breeds. Wagyu that is familiar with many people is Japanese black. Their characteristics are fine marbling and meatiness. More than 95% of Wagyu in Japan is Japanese black. Today, in this podcast, the terms of Wagyu means Japanese black.
Right. So I saw many pictures of these four breeds of Wagyu, and they're really beautiful, like really like prized looking, beautiful cows and bulls. So, okay. So when did Wagyu start to become a brand?
It is said that there are currently more than 300 brands throughout Japan. Brands are closely related to the region. There are various theories about the origin of brand beef, and it seems that brand beef already existed more than 200 years ago during the Edo period. Since meat eating was prohibited in Edo period, it was not until after the Meiji period, about 150 years ago, that eating beef became common. It is actually only recently, in the 1990s, that branding became widespread.
Interesting. So, well, just listeners, people who are familiar with Japanese history, why Japanese people didn't eat meat. That was 675 Emperor Temu banned eating any animals. I mean, some are exceptions, but basically, the general public couldn't eat meat because of the Buddhist belief. It's not good for everybody. But then secretly, I heard that people are still eating meat. For example, the beef and the cows are used as a labor force, but one is retired and eventually has to be useless. I heard some are slaughtered, and then some were secretly gifted to the emperor or something like that. But when the Japanese government decided to reopen the country after 200 years, Sakoku, that's closed. I mean, the closed means that they're not active, mostly non-active about trade and diplomatic activities. So then suddenly, the emperor realized you have to start eating animals to be active in diplomatic activities, like dinners with other diplomats. You have to eat beef. And also eating meat, Japanese people perceived it's important to be bigger physically, bigger and stronger, like Western people. So suddenly Japanese people started to eat meat. And what I heard is even up until then, all those cattle was used to as a workhorse, but people started eating Japanese breeds. They realized it's easy to marbling. So then to make the cattle more bigger, productive and more saleable to produce more yields, meaning it sells on the more one cattle, the body of the cow can produce more saleable pieces. Then the mixture of breeds, Western and Japanese breeds. So is that how Wagyu was developed? Is that the kind of right understanding? Western and East, Japanese breeds are kind of mixed to make it bigger and get the best part of each?
Yes, exactly. The meat cow is originally from the crossbreed with the from Korea, from the Western, and the developed 100 years ago. And after that, their marbling are improving, and right now, I will talk about the grading system after this, but right now, marbling, fine marbling, amazing marbling, the more than 90% of Wagyu graded as the A4 or A5.
Right. So as a result of all this experience of producing the best of Western and Japanese beef, meaning more marbling and a bigger body, which I think is represented in the black Wagyu that you mentioned, right? It's the 95% is a Kuroge Washu. That's the one. It's most represented in the successful breed of Wagyu. So, okay. All right. So we'll take a quick break here. And when we come back, we'll dive into why Wagyu has unique, delicious flavor and how to cook Wagyu at home. So please stay with us.
Today's program is brought to you by Corin, a supplier of Japanese chef knives and restaurant supplies. Corin is proud of their Japanese culture and traditions, but they want you to know that their products are not just for Japanese restaurants. Their knives and tableware bring out the best qualities of food from every culture and fit into every restaurant, from French to Pan-Asian to American, and that is why they're located in New York City, where people from every country in the world come to eat. Corin's Tribeca showroom is home to the most extensive collection of Japanese chef knives in the world, including Japan. Stop by to view their exquisitely designed tableware and the rarest natural sharpening stones. They have a whole range of knife services, from repair and rust removal to reshaping and realigning. Corin is dedicated to this ideal, bringing the highest quality Japanese design to your table so you can experience the unparalleled quality of Japanese craftsmanship in your home or restaurant. For more information, visit corin.com.
This episode is supported by HRN Business member, Chemists in the Kitchen by LabX. Chemists in the Kitchen is a YouTube video series by LabX, spotlighting the power of chemistry and how science and food can bring people together. In each episode, real scientists walk you through topics like making your own pickles, the chemistry behind ceviche, and much, much more. It's a love letter to science, cooking, and individuality, with some great tips on how you can apply real scientific principles to your own kitchen. Plus, it's just a lot of fun. Subscribe on YouTube to watch the entire series for free. Chemist in the Kitchen by LabX is a program of the National Academy of Sciences and supports HRN's creative educational reporting and storytelling that drive conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place.
Welcome back. You're listening to Japanese on the Heritage Radio Network, HRN. I'm your host, Akiko Tema, and my guest today is Yuki Ueki, who is the Assistant Vice President of Zenno America, which is a subsidiary of the National Federation of Agricultural Cooperative Associations of Japan. So in America, we often hear Kobe beef as Wagyu. So what is the difference between Kobe beef and Wagyu?
Kobe is one of the Wagyu brands. Kobe means same as Miyazaki or Matsuzaka. Each brand has their own definition, and beef that meets criteria become brands. Unfortunately, I sometimes hear that there is a misconception that Kobe is Japanese Wagyu beef.
Right. So Kobe is just one of the brands. So what other brands are there out of like 300 brands you mentioned earlier in Japan?
So in New York, I saw the many Miyazaki, and other area, there are many Kagoshima. These three brands, I think these three brands are very famous and popular in the United States.
Right. Yeah, it's almost like whenever you go to local areas of Japan, like for example, I went to Hida, Takayama area, and there's a Hidagyu, that's another Wagyu. And you can hear Matsuzaka, Omi, Yonezawa, and all those different kinds of Wagyu. And the qualities are really good. So Listeners, if you go to Japan, probably you can find good Wagyu throughout the country. So we sometimes hear the term Washu beef. And what is the difference between Washu and Wagyu beef?
Okay, Washu Gyu is one of American brand beef. It seems crossbreed of Wagyu and Angus.
Mm. Okay, so the Washu beef is only grown outside of Japan?
Outside of Japan.
Okay, so right. So by definition, Japanese Wagyu has to be grown, raised in Japan. That's the Japanese government's definition. But Washu probably is from Australia or United States or some other countries outside of Japan. And so that's the difference. And Washu maybe, according to what I've seen, can be slightly less expensive. And it's different. There is a difference between Washu and Wagyu beef because they are from different countries. Okay, so why is Wagyu so special and prized in terms of the taste?
Wagyu is more marble than other beef, as you know. Wagyu marbling gives their texture, feeling melty in your mouth. And Wagyu fat has unique flavor, Wagyu aroma called as Wagyuko. Wagyu fat exhibits richer and sweeter than other beef. Wagyu flavor gets stronger when beef is heated up. You can enjoy Wagyu with its looks, taste, texture, and the flavor.
Mm. Right. When we hear about scent of beef, we in this Western countries, it's like, what are you talking about? So how does Wagyu ko smell like, if you have to describe it?
I don't think, but many people said that it smells, it's like the coconut and the peach and sometimes lemongrass.
Mm, interesting. So like a fruitiness and some herbal good yeah. flavor, which would probably represent what they're eating as a cuddle. So Wagyu is known for its rich fat content, but the fat is quite healthy. That's what I heard. So could you tell us why?
Japanese Wagyu has higher proportion of monounsaturated fatty acid due to higher concentration of oleic acid. The stuff found in olive oil, monounsaturated fatty acid, have little effect on total cholesterol. They are high healthy dietary fat because they can lower bad cholesterol while increasing good cholesterol. With an oleic acid concentration level of more than 50%, Japanese Wagyu contains 20% more oleic acid than other premium beef. Please be careful that, like olive acid, too much can make you fat.
Mm, because fat is fat anyway, so at the end of the
day. Yeah, fat is fat.
Right. And I heard the melting point of Wagyu beef is 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Which is 26 degrees centigrade on average, compared to butter, which is 90 to 95 degrees Fahrenheit and 30 to 35 degrees centigrade. That means that it melts really smoothly in your mouth. That gives you a very nice mouthfeel, and you can enjoy the flavor of Wagyu ko as well. So it's really a beautiful and delicate taste experience to have Wagyu. And healthy as much as you don't eat too much. So I heard that the feed Wagyu cattle eat is different from regular cattle, and that is why Wagyu is uniquely delicious. So what do you think Wagyu is eating in general?
Okay. Wagyu cattle generally eat twice a day. Some farmers are that. Four times a day or something, but two times a day in general. Once in the morning and once in the evening. First, they are fed dried grass and rice straw, followed by compound feed, that is mixture of corn, soybean, oats, and so on. The dried grasses and rice straw help to condition the stomach, while the compound feed that has more calories helps to enlarge the body. It is similar to how humans should eat solid porridge at meals.
Right. So, and I heard that each farm kind of customize the feed depending on what they are aiming for, and it's not just a mass-produced animal, and it's very delicately designed feed that we fed. So, okay, and so why is expensive for many good reasons. So, first of all, how long does it take to raise a cow?
Cows become meat about 28 to 30 months after birth. In Japan, there are two types of farmers: breeding farmers who raise cows and calves for 8 to 10 months, and fatting farmers who grow cows to be bigger. American beef mostly slaughters between 18 to 24 months, while it is raised for a longer period than other beef.
Right. So naturally, it takes a longer time before it's going to the market, and also the feed costs a lot of money because it's a customized expensive feed as well. So as a result, we pay a premium for the quality. And also, Wagyu is expensive for special care the cattle get. That's what I heard. So like I heard sometimes they drink beer and they get a massage. And could you give us some examples? Are they true?
Okay. So honestly, in my experience, I never met a producer who gives beer. Some producers do brushing, like massage. One producer told me that it is important to keep cows feeling comfortable. He looks around each cow 5 times a day, not to miss even small physical conditions. He attaches a pan to keep cool in summer. In winter, he builds a kind of protective wall to prevent cold winter and snow. Many Wagyu producers make an effort to keep their cows comfortable every day.
Right. Yeah, I think actually I heard that there is an example of make a cattle drink some beer to just relax for the same purpose, because they need to have relaxed muscles and the mental state, and that really makes sense. Okay, so in Japan, Wagyu is strictly graded and certified for its quality. So could you explain the grading system?
Okay, Japan Meat Grading Association, called as JMGA, is responsible for grading. Japanese grading system is made up from two letters. One is an alphabet from A to C. The other is a number from 1 to 5. The alphabet is ill weight, and this shows how much meat gets from the carcass. The number is meat quality. This represents marbling, color, and so on. The carcass you might have seen Loki training the punching the carcass is graded by checking the meat cross-section between 6th leaves and 7th leaf. I had many opportunities to see grading in Fukushima, but it took about 2 years to understand how variable the carcass is.
Right. And that's the chart of the A, B, C. So that's the kind of the yield versus the marbling level. And A5 is the most marbled and the most yield of the meat, maybe highest quality to be able to sell. But A5 doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best, right? It's depending on what you like. If you have less marbling, A5 may not be what you want, right?
Yes.
Right. So it's like a Japanese sake. Some people like Junmai Daiginjo for the purity. Some people like Junmai or Junmai Ginjo because of the preference, the flavor. So, but it's a great benchmark to find how guaranteed the quality that you look for is on your plate. Okay. So where can we buy Wagyu in the U.S. to cook at home?
You can get Japanese Wagyu in Japanese grocery store, and some Costco locations. Crowd Cow is famous for Japanese Wagyu online shop. Currently, I sell Japanese Wagyu in H Mart and Wegmans in Manhattan, as well as Japanese grocery store.
Okay, so it sounds like it's more becoming more available. Right? That's exciting. Okay, so what recipes would you recommend to cook Wagyu at home?
I recommend sukiyaki. Sukiyaki is cooked with Wagyu pot, sugar, and soy sauce. This Wagyu with beaten egg is so amazing. It tastes sweetness, a bit of salty, and rich flavor. In Japan, eating raw eggs are in general bad. In United States, it's difficult. So I substitute poached egg. It might be tough to find thin sliced Wagyu. My second recommendation is roast beef. Grill the surface and then cool down with ice water and make tau tau, or put it into the oven and heat it up. You can use Wagyu oil that comes from grill to make sauce with onion and garlic. It's like Japanese thing, but I love to eat this with rice.
Right. But to cook Wagyu, you have to be careful, right? Because if you cook too much, the low temperature melting point can cause the wasting the fat, because it's when you cook, it can just leak out and leave in the pan. So is lower temperature is better when you cook Wagyu?
Grill is very strong, and for sukiyaki, I heard that 200 or something, and when I was cook a roast beef, the oven temperature is always 300 and 20 minutes.
Fahrenheit. Right. Okay. So much lower than what you do with regular beef. Okay. And the word Wagyu in English is in English dictionaries, and you can see it in restaurant menus more often than before. So is Wagyu consumption increasing in recent years in America? And also, who is eating Wagyu in America?
The consumption of Wagyu is increasing. Firstly, statistics say there are some years declined from previous years with some reasons. But I feel Japanese Wagyu is getting popular more and more. Especially during COVID, developed Wagyu online store, the volume of exportation Wagyu from Japan drastically increased. It seems that Japanese Wagyu was consumed mainly at a high-end restaurant, so people with money enjoyed Wagyu at that time. But I believe that many people are enjoying Wagyu beef these days thanks to development of online stores.
Right. So, by the way, Wagyu is highly marbled, and you said you shouldn't eat too much to stay healthy. But what's the portion size do you recommend per serving?
If you eat the sukiyaki or shabu shabu, it's like the hot pot. You can eat, I think, 150 grams or 200 grams. On the other hand, the steak, I recommend 100 grams, 80, 100 grams, or 100 grams, like 3 ounces or 4 ounces.
Right. And also, the price-wise, if you go to a steakhouse, you might find Wagyu beef, but it's not like gigantic as other parts of meat. So yeah, it makes sense. And also the price-wise, it's more available too.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So I know that your mission is to promote Wagyu beef consumption outside of Japan. So give us some reasons, good reasons, why we should eat Wagyu.
Okay, Wagyu is one of the unique meats. You can enjoy its beautiful marbling texture with melt in your mouth and rich flavor. I hope you will have a special experience with Japanese Wagyu with your loved ones, family, and friends on your special day.
Right. And to me, Wagyu is one type of food or ingredient. But when I spoke to one of the Wagyu farmers, he was talking about how he raises Wagyu. And then he said he names each cow.
Yes.
And like this, he said, that's my daughter's. Each one is my daughter.
Yeah.
And when he was talking about slaughtering the cow after 36 months or so, he was crying because he knew it was eventually the cow had to die to be consumed and enjoyed. But you know, it's like a soul, and it's not one of those manufactured meat. It's about providing the best possible food ingredient. And also it's a very responsible way. It's the food chain concept that runs through the Wagyu. So yeah, it's just a one type of ingredient, but to me, culturally, there's so much in Wagyu. So I hope people enjoy it and also appreciate the culture of raising Wagyu, because it's like a sushi, the same thing. It was really a carefully raised tradition in Japan. So yeah, so listeners, if you get a chance, please enjoy Wagyu, but not too much for many reasons.
Not too much.
Right. So where can we find your updates online and on social media?
So right now, we don't have any online shop or some other social media. But you can find many Wagyu online store. And as I mentioned, it is getting more popular and more popular in United States. You can find in many grocery stores in United States, and we support some promotion in the United States or other country. So please check the social media. If you put Wagyu into the box, you can find out many information.
Right. And the Zenno's, there's a Zenno website, there's an English page as well. It's www.zenno.or.jp / English. And it's zenno.or.jp if you're interested, listeners. And you can find some, there's a tab for Japan brands where you can find more information on Wagyu as well. So, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Yuki, and good luck. And hope people can find good Wagyu in this country and discover the culture.
Yeah, thank you so much. And please enjoy the Japanese Wagyu.
Okay, so listeners, if you have any questions or comments about the show or suggestions for short topics or guests, please contact us at japanneeds@heritageradionetwork.org or kikokatayama.com. Japanneeds is a weekly program. It's always available at heritageradionetwork.org, as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify as a podcast. Our engineer is Liam Warner, and thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Japanneeds is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm Nick Latham.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.